I'm Ashley. Sorry. I'm the middle sister, and I really loved being the middle sister because Janelle kind of, she was really good at kind of pushing the boundaries and breaking some of the rules, and then I did it too, and so, you know, and Sarah got off really easy. It was really unfair, but I'm the middle. I always loved the fact that I had an older sister when I was younger. There were 7 years between us. I looked up to her and thought she was the coolest person in the world, which probably explains why I let her blow dry my bangs straight up on multiple occasions. I had these bangs, and she would blow dry them straight up, and then I would leave the house. I don't know why. I always wanted to tag along with what she was doing with her and her friends. I'm sure that having me and Sarah tag along was not her ideal situation, but again, I also struggle with memories too, and I don't remember her ever being, you know, unkind. She was always very patient and willing to let us tag along most of the time, I think. Tennille's patience and kindness is a trait that she always had, and her dedication to others was very apparent in the way that she lived her life. I know Tennille was always thinking of others and contributing to people who needed support and love and just a nice warm smile to make their day better. She was creative and dove into crafting a number of things that are constant reminders of her love of giving to others. I know that my house is just filled with them. I don't know how she found the time to do it all. I really am convinced that she was a true Wonder Woman. A role that Tennille was meant to be was a mom. Her boys were the center of her universe, and she dove into all things boys. Including, she became an expert on Star Wars and Legos and all these things that I don't understand because I grew up with all girls, so it doesn't make any sense to me. But she, embraced it, and it was wonderful. I really appreciated all the love and support Tennille provided me as I welcomed my first daughter. I'm sure as soon as she found out, she started crafting. And I think she did that for everybody's baby. I don't think it was just mine. I know it wasn't just mine. She was always really patient to pass along information when I needed help. Being a first-time mom, she was willing to give me guidance, but not to tell me what to do, but to provide me guidance when I was having a hard time or trying to figure out how to get the baby to stop crying and all that fun stuff. So. But yes, I know she did that for others. Tennille's love and kindness is something I'll always remember and hope to be able to live my life like hers. I want to honor Tennille by living my life and spreading love and kindness to others. And I truly believe the world would be a better place if we're all just a little bit more like her. So thank you.